This morning on WCHL, the final two names in the five indictments of athlete-agent inducement at UNC have been announced, and now another school in North Carolina is in the mix. UNC Chancellor Carol Folts says Pat McCrory's wrong in his assessment of the lack of job readiness that Carolina gives its students.
I believe deeply that places like Carolina, amongst the best in the nation, does that extremely well.
And some of Chapel Hill Carborough's business leaders are forever enshrined in the Business Hall of Fame.
He loved Chapel Hill. He loved this university. He's still with us.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports, we'll get the perspective from a Pitt Panther on this week's matchup between North Carolina and Pittsburgh. And
how many stadiums can they build in the city of Atlanta anyway?
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
It's 7:07, 27 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little chilly this morning, but sunny and not as cool in the afternoon. Our high today in the middle 50s. No mention of any rain in the forecast. North Carolina Central University now joins the University of North Carolina in the Secretary of State's investigation of sports agents and college players. Former North Carolina Central quarterback Michael Wayne Johnson Jr. was charged on the basis of arranging a May 2010 meeting between Georgia sports agent Terry Watson and former Carolina receiver Greg Little. Around $5,000 was exchanged in this meeting, according to a previous indictment. In addition, Johnson has been accused of providing a mailing address to accept packages of cash for Greg Little. Johnson appeared in court yesterday afternoon. Friday, Willie Barley, the man who connected former UNC defensive player Marvin Austin with Watson, was charged with athlete-agent inducement. Barley was released on a $30,000 bond. Spurred on by the NCAA investigations, the Secretary of State's office began its own investigation. So far, criminal charges against five people have been filed. Jennifer Lauren Wiley Thompson was the first. She was the academic tutor for UNC athletes. Terry Watson, the agent, faces 13 felony counts of athlete-agent inducement. Patrick Jones, the Georgia real estate agent, has been charged with providing money. And, of course, there's Barley and Johnson to add to that list now. George Jeter, a spokesman for the Secretary of State's office, says that the investigation is focused only on sports agents, not schools or players. You can read the story on our website at chapelborough.com. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says the state's public universities are not training their students to be able to get a job out of college.
I believe deeply that places like Carolina, amongst the best in the nation, does that extremely well.
That is UNC Chancellor Carol Folt, who spoke with WCHL's Jim Hebner in a news special for her first conversation to you after taking office in July. Governor McCrory says he wants to see the liberal arts degrees removed from the curriculum because it won't prepare the students for the world outside the walls of the university. A News and Observer article quotes him as saying there's nothing wrong with the liberal arts, but that if someone wanted to study them, they ought to go to a private college. However, Chancellor Folt's message in her early days at UNC is to not only give the students a wide range of knowledge, but a deep understanding of that knowledge.
Each one of them has a major, sometimes two majors, that have detailed skills taking them all the way to the forefront of knowledge in that area. And these skills are deeply transferable.
And she says she doesn't just want to focus on today.
The skills we want for the future are the skills for students that can prepare themselves not for the jobs that are sitting there today, but for the jobs and creating the jobs of tomorrow. If you think about digital world, the jobs that our students are getting now didn't even exist 10 or 15 years ago.
Chancellor Folt says Carolina is not struggling with getting students into jobs immediately following college.
85% of the students that graduate from Carolina within the first year have full-time jobs or are in graduate school. It's up there at the levels of the highest of our elites. We'll continue to press forward on that. And I feel proud of what they're doing post-graduation, and I think they're going to be the people that are helping to bring new economies into the state.
Stay tuned to the WCHL Morning News at 8:45. We'll bring you the final part of Jim Hebner's interview with Chancellor Carol Folt. You can also hear the interview in its entirety on Saturday night at 8, Sunday at 1 p.m. also, and you can hear the whole conversation on WCHL's website at chapelborough.com. A lot of celebrating last night in Chapel Hill. They are the establishments which have shaped our local business economy, each in a unique way. Southern Season, Mama Dips, and Fitz Lumber, just to name a few. The leaders and entrepreneurs behind these staples of our community were honored last night as the inaugural class of the Chapel Hill Carborough Business Hall of Fame. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce recognized 12 individuals with a record of excellence in business management, as well as having a positive impact on the community during their careers. The class included Mildred Council of Mama Dip's Kitchen, Orville Campbell of the Chapel Hill Weekly, and Frank Keenan of Keenan Oil and Keenan Transport. Keenan's son, Tom, spoke on behalf of his late father, who led what was at one time the largest petroleum transportation company in the Southeast. A proud UNC alumnus, Keenan supported his alma mater with generous donations throughout his lifetime.
Father's favorite words were, "The best speech is the shortest speech." So I am not going to disappoint him tonight. He loved Chapel Hill. He loved this university. He's still with us. I think he tells us what to do at least once a week.
A Southern Season started out as a one-man operation for tastemaker Michael Barefoot. Now it is one of the largest specialty food retailers in the United States. Barefoot, who opened a Southern Season in 1975, attributed his success to the community's loyalty. North Carolina House Representative Valerie Fushi was a presenter during the ceremony at the Carolina Inn. She proudly welcomed Council, also known as Mama Dip, a trailblazer in Southern cuisine, to the stage. Council was greeted with the evening's first standing ovation.
For her part in putting Chapel Hill on the culinary map, her generous support of local organizations, and her leadership in minority business community, we proudly induct Mildred Mama Dip Council into the Chapel Hill Carborough.
In 1976, Council opened Dip's Country Kitchen with just 3 employees and $64 to buy ingredients. Decades later, her restaurant is still thriving, and Council said she hopes to expand.
And that's all I ever done was cook, you know. Been in the restaurant, and it has really been successful. It has been really big successful, yeah. And I know so many of these people.
WCHL's own Jim Hevner was given a special introduction from Top of the Hill proprietor Scott Maitland.
Jim Hevner is Chapel Hill Carborough's first media mogul, parlaying a small-town radio station into the flagship of the National Sports Broadcasting Network, a cable TV company, an advertising circular, a university phone book publisher, and so much more.
Hevner thanked his mentor, Sandy McClamrock, Chapel Hill's longest-serving mayor and former owner of WCHL.
As mayor of this town for 8 years during the civil rights crisis, he set the standard for community service that we were expected to follow. While he gave me the room to screw up and learn how to do it, he changed my life. Sandy, thank you.
Chamber President Aaron Nelson commented on the all-star class of business innovators.
We are in a room with legends. Incredible to hear the stories of the places that I take my children to now and the folks that started that and have forever shaped our community.
Nelson added that the Burr will induct 3 to 4 new members to the Chapel Hill Carborough Hall of Fame annually. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And let me add my congratulations to all the inaugural members of the Chapel Hill Carborough Business Hall of Fame. 7:15 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Carmel Carborough. Tired of the same old shopping experience? Shop the unique and local stores of Carmel, the area's premier shopping and dining destination. Shop local for the holidays. Now, with a look at your morning traffic on WCHL, we'll check in with Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're still seeing a good start to the morning so far. A little bit of a slowdown. Getting fairly heavy this morning on 15501 northbound between NC 86 and Manning Drive. Still nothing too serious there. You might see some delays, though. NC 54 heading eastbound between 15501 and I-40, also seeing delays. And 15501 southbound between Garrett Road and I-40, seeing delays this morning as well. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
All right. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. If burgers are not your thing, don't worry. You can enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dog dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Metamont Village in Chapel Hill. It is 28 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 27 in Carborough. Also 27 this morning in Hillsborough. Sunshine today, night is cool, high today about 55. Tonight, clear, cold with lows around 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high around 60. Tomorrow night, a lot of clouds, 30% chance of showers moving in. Not as cool, though, with the lows in the middle 40s. And then looking ahead a little bit, Saturday, mostly cloudy day, 20% chance of showers and the highs in the low 60s. That pretty well sets the stage for the rest of the weekend. Actually, not bad weather over the next several days.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 7:17. Changes in store for University Mall with a new movie theater coming in 2015, as you've heard here on WCHL. Some town leaders hope more change will happen just down Fordham Boulevard. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith has made it clear that he wants to move forward with plans to transform the area around the Ephesus-Fordham Boulevard intersection. With Tuesday's news that the Dillard's at University Mall will close its doors, no surprise there, and a 13-screen luxury movie theater will eventually open in its place, Kleinsmith said now's the time to embrace change, which he believes is necessary in both areas along Fordham Boulevard.
I think for one thing, this announcement today helps remind folks that we're serious about working to enhance our commercial tax base, about providing high-quality retail. If we can help people understand that and trust us on that, then we can move forward with Ephesus Church in Fordham that will provide that next step.
As part of a greater redevelopment plan for University Mall, four new boutiques, a sporting goods store, and a restaurant have already or soon will be moving in. The shopping center's Harris Teeter is undergoing a $9 million renovation right now. Mayor Kleinsmith said he hopes that the momentum which has pushed the transformation for University Mall helped to push plans forward for the Ephesus Fordham Focus Area, which is the space surrounding Rams Plaza near the intersection of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard from South Elliott Road to the Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery. The Chapel Hill mayor has said in the past that the area is underperforming and also difficult to navigate.
A lot of what we have going on works. A lot of what we don't have going on in that district isn't working. You know, lesser communities would just sit back and say, well, some of it's working, so we're done. This isn't that kind of community. We can do better.
Dwight Bassett, Chapel Hill's economic development officer, said that he and town staff are currently working to rezone that whole area. In order to do this, using form-based code has been suggested. That's a new planning tool that supporters, like Kleinsmith, have said will make the development process more predictable. Opponents worry that it will move the approval process out of the public eye. The plan to create a form-based code is still in its early stages, with no action from the council planned until next spring. Bassett said the redevelopment of the Ephesus Fordham Focus Area would complement the changes coming to U Mall and revitalize the look of the area, considered a gateway into Chapel Hill.
We think combined together it's a pretty exciting corridor. There are numerous developers less than a half mile away willing to invest in office, residential, retail, and hospitality uses, and that certainly adds to this center by providing additional market opportunities.
The Ephesus Fordham Focus Area is one part of the Chapel Hill 2020 comprehensive plan that seeks to set a vision for the growth of the town. WCHL News Time is 7:20. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by AT&T Wireless. I'm Ron Stutz. Pittsburgh, Carolina's next opponent on the football field, is riding high off an upset win over Notre Dame last weekend. WCHL's Matt Oakes had a chance to chat with Pitt radio analyst and former quarterback Pat Bostic to preview the upcoming showdown between the Tar Heels and Panthers on Saturday. Bostic says the Carolina no-huddle offense presents some huge challenges to Pittsburgh's defense.
I really think North Carolina is a really good football team. I think they pose problems on offense and on defense. I think it's been remarkable how well they've played the past 3 weeks, obviously stringing three wins together after a rough start to the year. And having lost their quarterback. Renner's obviously one of the better players, the better quarterbacks in the history of North Carolina football, and Williams has done an admirable job coming in for him. I think brings a different set of skills to the table that the Panthers are going to have to respect his ability to run a little bit more. But defensively, I think trying to combat this offense, you have to be able to the moving parts have to be in place very quickly.
You can listen to the full interview on our website, chapelbro.com. WCHL's coverage on Saturday begins at 9 o'clock in the morning with the countdown to kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare. Next hour on WCHL, we'll be talking to Dave Glenn about the Tar Heels game on Saturday. Always interesting to hear Dave's take on things. As the North Carolina field hockey team continues preparations for NCAA tournament play, it now can focus on a specific opponent. The third-ranked Tar Heels, 16-5 and seeded third in the NCAA field, will open play on Saturday against number 14, Delaware, which is 17-4 coming in. And they beat Liberty 1-0 on Wednesday in a playoff game. Our play-in game, I should say. The Tar Heels and Blue Hens will face off on Saturday at 11:30 a.m. at Francis Henry Stadium with a matchup between number 6 Old Dominion and number 13 Wake Forest, following at 2. In the single elimination format, the first-round winners will meet on Sunday at 2 for a spot in the national semifinals. Tickets to the games are $5 and will be available at the Henry Stadium gate. For the full bracket and more on the UNC field hockey team in the NCAA tournament, you can view this story on our website at chapelbro.com. High school seniors Joel Berry, Justin Jackson, and Theo Pinson signed national letters of intent on Wednesday to attend the University of North Carolina and play men's basketball beginning in the 2014-15 season. Roy Williams said, "We are ecstatic that these three young men and their families have decided to join our basketball family. Each of them talented. They come from wonderful families and share a common trait in that they have a tremendous desire for their teams to do well." Berry is a 6'1 point guard from Apopka, Florida. He plays for Coach Jason Valerie at Lake Highland Preparatory in Orlando. Jackson is a 6'8 wingman from Tomball, Texas. He plays for Coach Mike Decker for the Homeschool Christian Youth. Penson is a 6'6 wing out of Greensboro. He plays for Coach Keith Gatlin at Wesleyan Christian Academy in High Point. For comments about each player from Coach Roy Williams, you can view this story on our website at chapelbro.com. Speaking of basketball, Al Jefferson had 22 points and 11 rebounds last night, leading the Charlotte Bobcats to an 89-83 win over Boston, snapping the Celtics' four-game win streak. Gerald Henderson had 13 points, Jeff Taylor 12, and Anthony Tolliver had 11 for Charlotte, which ended a two-game skid. Some of those games, not all that familiar. A lot of changes for the Bobcats this year. Jeff Green paced Boston with 19 points last night. Jordan Crawford had 16 points to go along with 6 assists. Both teams were without key big men. Celtic forward Jared Sullinger was out with a bruised right knee. Bobcats forward Josh McRoberts missed the game for personal reasons, but he is expected to play tomorrow night when Charlotte is at Cleveland. It was Bobcats coach Steve Clifford's second game back after a couple of stents were put in his heart last week. Free agent first baseman Mike Napoli, a member of the 2013 World Series champion Red Sox, was seated at courtside. That game to be played last night in Boston, of course, and that added a little bit to all the excitement there. 7:24 at WCHL. It's Ron Stutz. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
How many stadiums can they build in the city of Atlanta anyway? This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. I remember when the old Omni was called the eighth wonder of the world, a sleek new basketball arena with 16,000 seats, either close to the court or hanging over from an upper deck that looked like it was falling down. The Omni hosted one of the most heartbreaking games in UNC history, 1977 versus Marquette. Enough said. Well, they tore the Omni down to build the Georgia Dome and new Phillips Arena next door. The Braves had played in the Fulton County Roundhouse, perhaps the first of the dual homes for Major League Baseball and the NFL. It was in a dreadful part of town and came down after the 1996 Olympics when Turner Field emerged from the Centennial Olympic Stadium. Now they are planning to wreck the Ted as the Braves will move to a new home 10 miles north of the city in Cobb County. The Cobb County Braves. How does that sound? A new stadium that supposedly the locals don't have to pay for, with better parking while more accessible to MARTA and I-75-85. Ted Turner doesn't own the Braves anymore, so he can't do a darn thing about it. That's three stadia demolished in less than 20 years and four new ones going up. The Falcons will soon be playing in a downtown stadium without a roof, which means the Georgia Dome is going to have trouble paying the light bill with only the SEC championship game and the pre- and postseason Chick-fil-A bowls assured. Do they have more money in Atlanta than they know what to do with? More than most big cities? When it took New York almost 90 years to build a new Yankee Stadium and Wrigley and Fenway are still functional, Atlanta goes through stadiums like Turner goes through bourbon and wives. Maybe it will be good for the Braves, who have great regular seasons but haven't been back to the World Series in 20-plus years. A new fan following. Those who couldn't or wouldn't come downtown to watch baseball will be cheering them on and not picking up the tab that hotel taxes and other ways to bilk the tourists will pay. I think Georgia Tech has it right, still playing in Grand Field at Bobby Dodd Stadium. Or is it Bobby Dodd Stadium at Grand Field? Tech didn't even demolish its old basketball arena. They just took money from McDonald's and flipped it into a pretty nice new old place. Sounds like a good new old compromise. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Why is R&R Grill the best dining and drinking experience in downtown Chapel Hill? Start with the weekly food specials. From fresh ground burgers to prime cut ribeye steaks, everything made in R&R's Scratch Kitchen is from local ingredients. Daily drink specials and a wide selection of beer and wine will satisfy all tastes and toasts. Whether it's an intimate dinner, a small party, or a larger private event, R&R has it down. Just drop by or call 919-240-4411 for your reservation.
Discover how art can influence social change at the Ackland Art Museum in downtown Chapel Hill. The Ackland's new exhibition, The Samat Collective, Art and Activism in India Since 1989, on view through January 5th, features work by artists addressing justice and equality in the world's largest democracy, India. After experiencing contemporary Indian art in the galleries, stop by the Ackland Museum Store's India Bazaar to purchase goods to take home. Admission is free. For more information, visit ackland.org.
Hi, I'm Mike Benson, Chapel Hill class of 85 and owner of North Carolina's most unique and eclectic restaurants, the Southern Rail, right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Built out of vintage railroad cars and the original University train station, we serve lunch and dinner and brunch on the weekends. We're open 7 days a week and offer free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Feast in a 1930s dining carriage and watch a train go by, or enjoy a fresh mint julep in the incomparable bar car. The Southern Rail, it will take you back.
It's here. Diamonds Direct Crabtree's biggest sale of 2013. This weekend. 3 days of spectacular pre-holiday savings. This is the big one. You get Diamonds Direct's amazing value price. Plus, extra savings on every piece of diamond fashion and designer jewelry. All earrings, all bracelets, all bands, pendants, pearls, even engagement ring mountings. It doesn't get any better than this. Buy now, save big, and let us hold it for you till Christmas. Extra savings store-wide. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. On Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
28 degrees in Chapel Hill, 728 at WCHL. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll tell you about the new Business Hall of Fame inductees here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. That ceremony took place last night at the Carolina Inn. And we also have a story about new media wars and some local celebrities rallying behind Carolina students. All of that and more on the way on WCHL.
Hi, this is Betsy Bertram from Townsend Bertram & Company. Come visit us in historic Carmel and let us outfit you from head to toe. We'll start by layering up with a hot 100% merino wool icebreaker piece. Then zip up in a Patagonia Better sweater. Pull on a pair of pants from Cool and slide on a pair of smart wool socks. Top it off with a cute hat from Prana, Smith sunglasses, and the ultimate hoodie jacket from Arc'teryx. Around the block or around the world, let Townsend Bertram & Company outfit you for your next adventure.
It's another exciting week of Carolina basketball, and there's plenty of tickets available for the entire weekend. Friday night at 8, don't miss your Tar Heels taking on Holy Cross as a part of the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic in the historic Dean Smith Center.
Tokido has it now in the front court. Alley-oop to McAdoo!
Then Sunday at 3, the Tar Heels host the Belmont Bulls. You don't want to miss an action-packed basketball weekend with the Tar Heels.
High left-handed dribble brings it front court. Goes left wing to Page. Open for 3.
Visit GoHeels.com for your tickets today.
Today's your last chance at a great offer from OurLocalDeal.com from Carolina Core Pilates. It's 68% off, $155 for 4 Pilates sessions, available until midnight for $49. Pilates is designed to work the deepest muscles in the body with exercises that initiate from the core. The highly trained instructors at Carolina Core Pilates focus on helping each client meet their fitness needs. And with today's deal, you'll get 1 private session and 3 small group sessions. It's 68% off from Carolina Core Pilates, and it's available until midnight. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, 28 degrees now, sunshine today, hot today about 50. 55 tonight, clear and cold with a low of 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high around 60 degrees. So, weather not bad for the next few days.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL.
Update, I'm Dave Barrett. With all the problems at healthcare.gov and the low number of enrollees since October 1st.
The administration said just over 106,000 Americans signed up for Obamacare. Some paid for an insurance policy, while others simply put a plan in a virtual shopping basket. Both are counted as fully enrolled.
That's White House correspondent Major Garrett. At the Kaiser Family Foundation, Senior VP Larry Levitt on just who were signing up.
The people likely to enroll at first, particularly since it's been so difficult, are those who know they really need insurance, in particular people who are older and sicker.
There's concern on Capitol Hill about the health care law. Political director John Dickerson was on CBS this morning.
You see a little movement on the question of a legislative fix. Senior administration official told me this morning they're open to some kind of a legislative fix. That in part is because they're getting pressure and there is a House Republican legislative fix that the White House doesn't like at all.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
28 degrees, 732 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. North Carolina Central University now joins the University of North Carolina here in Chapel Hill and the North Carolina Secretary of State's investigation of sports agents and college players. Former North Carolina Central University quarterback Michael Wayne Johnson Jr. has been charged on the basis of arranging a meeting in May of 2010 between Georgia sports agent Terry Watson and former UNC wide receiver Greg Little. Around $5,000 it was exchanged in that meeting, according to a previous indictment. In addition, Johnson has been accused of providing a mailing address to accept packages of cash for Greg Little. Johnson appeared in court Wednesday afternoon at 2. Friday, Willie Barley, the man who connected former UNC defensive player Marvin Austin with Watson, was charged with athlete-agent inducement. Barley has been released on a $30,000 bond. Spurred on by the NCAA probings, the Secretary of State's office began its own investigation. So far, criminal charges against five people have been filed. Jennifer Lauren Wiley Thompson, academic tutor for UNC athletes. Terry Watson, the agent, faces 13 felony counts of athlete-agent inducement. And Patrick Jones, a Georgia real estate agent, has been charged with providing money. And then adding to the list, Barley and Johnson. George Jeter, a spokesman for the Secretary of State's office, says the investigation is focused only on sports agents, not schools or student-athletes. You can read this story on our website at chapelboro.com. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says the state's public universities are not training their students to be able to get a job right out of college.
I believe deeply that places like Carolina, amongst the best in the nation, does that extremely well.
UNC Chancellor Carol Folt speaking with WCHL's Jim Hebner in a new special for her first conversation to after taking office in July. The governor says he wants to see liberal arts degrees removed from the curriculum because it won't prepare the students for the world outside the walls of the university. A News and Observer article quotes the governor as saying, there's nothing wrong with the liberal arts, but that if someone wanted to study them, they ought to go to a private college. However, Chancellor Folt's message in her early days at Carolina is to not only give the students a wide range of knowledge, but a deep understanding of that knowledge.
Each one of them has a major, sometimes two majors, that have detailed skills taking them all the way to the forefront of knowledge in that area. And these skills are deeply transferable.
And the chancellor says she doesn't just want to focus on today.
The skills we want for the future are the skills for students that can prepare themselves not for the jobs that are sitting there today, but for the jobs and creating the jobs of tomorrow. If you think about digital world, the jobs that our students are getting now didn't even exist 10 or 15 years ago.
She says Carolina is not struggling with getting students into jobs immediately following college.
85% of the students that graduate from Carolina within the first year have full-time jobs or are in graduate school. It's up there at the levels of the highest of our elites. We'll continue to press forward on that. And I feel proud of what they're doing post-graduation, and I think they're going to be the people that are helping to bring new economies into the state.
Stay tuned to the WCHL Morning News at 8:45. We'll bring you the final part of Jim Hebner's interview with Chancellor Folt. You can also hear the interview in its entirety on Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 12 noon. Now, again, you can hear the whole conversation on our website as well at chapelboro.com. They are the establishments which have shaped our local business economy, each in its own unique way. Southern Season, Mama Dips, Fitz Lumber, to name just a few. The leaders and entrepreneurs behind these staples of our community were honored last night as the inaugural class of the Chapel Hill Carborough Business Hall of Fame. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there and has the story.
The Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce recognized 12 individuals with a record of excellence in business management as well as having a positive impact on the community during their careers. The class included Mildred Council of Mama Dip's Kitchen, Orville Campbell of the Chapel Hill Weekly, and Frank Keenan of Keenan Oil and Keenan Transport. Keenan's son, Tom, spoke on behalf of his late father, who led what was at one time the largest petroleum transportation company in the Southeast. A proud UNC alumnus, Keenan supported his alma mater with generous donations throughout his lifetime.
Father's favorite words were, "The best speech is the shortest speech." So I'm not going to disappoint him tonight. He loved Chapel Hill. He loved this university. He's still with us. I think he tells us what to do at least once a week.
A Southern Season started out as a one-man operation for tastemaker Michael Barefoot. Now it is one of the largest specialty food retailers in the United States. Barefoot, who opened a Southern Season in 1975, attributed his success to the community's loyalty. North Carolina House Representative Valerie Fushi was a presenter during the ceremony at the Carolina Inn. She proudly welcomed Council, also known as Mama Dip, a trailblazer in Southern cuisine, to the stage. Council was greeted with the evening's first standing ovation.
For her part in putting Chapel Hill on the culinary map, her generous support of local organizations, and her leadership in minority business community, we proudly induct Mildred Mama Dip Council into the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber.
In 1976, Council opened Dip's Country Kitchen with just 3 employees and $64 to buy ingredients. Decades later, her restaurant is still thriving, and Council said she hopes to expand.
And that's all I ever done was cooked, you know, been in the restaurant, and it has really been successful. It has been really big successful, yeah. And I know so many of these people.
WCHL's own Jim Hebner was given a special introduction from Top of the Hill proprietor Scott Maitland.
Jim Hebner is Chapel Hill Carborough's first media mogul, parlaying a small-town radio station into the flagship of the National Sports Broadcasting Network, a cable TV company, an advertising circular, a university phone book publisher, and so much more.
Hebner thanked his mentor, Sandy McClamrock, Chapel Hill's longest-serving mayor and former owner of WCHL.
As mayor of this town for 8 years during the civil rights crisis, he set the standard for community service that we were expected to follow. While he gave me the room to screw up and learn how to do it, he changed my life. Sandy, thank you.
Chamber President Aaron Nelson commented on the all-star class of business innovators.
We are in a room with legends. It's incredible to hear the stories of the places that I take my children to now and the folks that started that and have forever shaped our community.
Nelson added that the Chamber will induct 3 to 4 new members to the Chapel Hill Carborough Hall of Fame annually. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Congratulations to all those members of the inaugural Business Hall of Fame in Chapel Hill and Carborough. Federal officials say about 1,700 North Carolina residents successfully signed up for health insurance plans on the Troubled Healthcare Exchange website in the first month of open enrollment. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said yesterday almost 30,000 applications to buy coverage for almost 58,000 people were completed on the government's marketplace for private insurance, but only about 1,700 reached the point where they bought plans or are ready to write a check. The government says about 15,000 North Carolina residents who went through the application process learned they were eligible for financial subsidies to buy coverage. Another 7,400 people were determined to be eligible for Medicaid, a government health insurance program primarily for children and the disabled. And, of course, they're continuing to work on the website. 740 at WCHL. This is Ron Stutz, and Rand Northam joins us now in the WCHL studios to talk about what's happening at our website today, chapelboro.com. Strikes me that right now there's just a lot of stuff on there.
There is, and actually I was just jotting down some notes of all that's there. I can't even get it all into the segment, that's for sure. I was mentioning in the 7 o'clock hour that my wife and I, Randy, will be going to the show tonight, Ghost, at the Durham Performing Arts Center. And Zach Godwin has a review up in our lifestyle section of Ghost the Musical. And I also mentioned that I haven't read it and I don't want to read it. I'm one who I like to go to shows, whether it be movies, plays, musicals, whatever, and just be surprised.
And you like
and not
to form your own opinions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know there are a lot of people who like to read reviews before they go and see if they want to see something. So that review certainly is there for you. And Zach does, I will give you a little spoiler, close your ears for just a second if you don't want to hear it. But he says it is quite the spectacle, lots of excitement visually in that show. So
I would think there would have to be, you know, based on, I've seen the movie.
I haven't seen the
the musical, but it's supposed to be really amazing.
Yeah, sounds really cool. So I'm looking forward to it. And it sounds like they're making a TV show out of it, too, or something as well. So quite the surrounding there with the Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore, and Whoopi Goldberg movie.
Yeah, really.
Pretty cool. In our column section, Jan Bullock writes, from 76 koozies to 2 cars, would you like to trade? And she says, this story, quote, lured me out of retirement as a columnist at Chapelboro, end quote. Students at UNC's Keenan Flagler are trying to turn 76 koozies into 2 cars by December 5th through trade.
Hard to drive a koozie, so I think I would take the cars.
Well, we'll see if they can do it. I know one man, there's a story of, it was a few years ago now, that a man, and I'm not sure what he started out with, but he started with some tiny little something, and he traded his way all the way up to, I think, a Porsche. Really? I mean, it ended up being quite an amazing thing. So this story has been done before, but now students are trying to take koozies and make the trades and get 2 cars out of it. Quite interesting.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, definitely. also, Aaron Keck's daily blog is on Orange County's biggest hidden issue, and he wants your feedback.
Really? So he wants my feedback?
The listener's feedback.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure he doesn't care what you think.
He really doesn't. I know that from experience.
Also in Huddle Up with the Heels, Alex Collette, who, by the way, was a finalist for Mr. Carolina. I was pulling for him on Saturday. He has his view from the tar pit, which is nothing but blue skies. You'll want to check that out. And much more, as I said, more than we can even mention, including the college pick'em. Make sure to make your picks this week. All of that and much more available on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
744 WCHL. Rand will have a look at your traffic coming up in just a few minutes here. Also, we have today's commentary on the way from Bruce Curran, who talks about Roy Williams' basketball team. He says Roy suffers from no outside shooting syndrome. Of course, he doesn't mention P.J. Hairston and when he might be able to get back. He's an excellent outside shooter. But other than that, well, just wait and hear what Bruce has to say.
Where's the best place in Chapel Hill offering all kinds of manicures and pedicures?
There's one answer to that question.
Princess Nails, conveniently located in Rams Plaza on Fordham Boulevard in Chapel Hill.
It has the best service, the best staff, and now Princess Nails is offering $5 off any of the following combinations.
Manicure and pedicure.
Pedicure and gel manicure.
Pedicure and filling.
And pedicure and full set.
Visit the wonderful staff at Princess Nails today for all your mani and pedi needs, located in Rams Plaza on Fordham Boulevard in Chapel Hill.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruiser's and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
28 degrees, 746 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Bruce Curran. Poor Roy. Must be like living with a chronic illness that you just can't shake. Outside shooter deficit syndrome. I'm not sure if he's considered going to the Mayo Clinic, but I wouldn't rule it out. Roy appears to be about as popular as A-Rod with people who can shoot a basketball from 22 feet. And this is getting to be a real problem for the program. Pick your own metaphor, but you cannot get to the end of the rainbow, the top of the food chain, or, God forbid, the head of the class, without lots of reliable outside shooting in the current iteration of NCAA basketball. Now, that's not saying you can't have a very good team. You're just not likely to win any hardware. Let's look at a few recent stats. If I'm not mistaken, in the last decade, Carolina has shot the ball over 40% from the arc only twice, in 2005 and 2009. Guess what happened? And Roy has really only had two great twos in the backcourt in that same period of time, Rashad McCants and Wayne Ellington. Again, enough said. There have been some okay outside shooters like Reggie Bullock, but they were either hurt a lot or unreliable, especially in the clutch. The NCAA tournament is for shooters. Big men in the NCAA are just no big deal anymore. It's certainly not for lack of trying, but Roy has been asking all the pretty girls to the dance the last four recruiting classes, and everybody is saying no. Carolina's never been a hotbed for the one-and-dones, so he's obviously losing those guys. Originally, it was only to Kentucky, but recently Duke, Kansas, Ohio State, Florida, Indiana, Arizona, and UCLA are getting into that market on a regular basis. But maybe more importantly is the fact that Roy's high-powered offense is based on virtually everything but outside shooting, and that just will not showcase a great shooter. This season, he has offered scholarships to at least six of the top shooters in the country, and he's now down to just one or possibly two who pundits say are unlikely to come. One of them has been Roy's top recruiting target for 18 months, and we could lose him to Iowa State? Huh? Roy has a great group coming in 2014. There's still no shooter in it. Maybe the best class he's ever recruited, but without a great shooter these days, even with a great class, you have a Ferrari with a bad spark plug that will start misfiring as soon as you play Kansas in the Elite Eight. I wish I had a solution, but I don't. And frankly, I don't care if he has to go to the Russian Mafia to get a good shooter. Roy's a great coach, and if he does pull a rabbit out of the hat and secure one of the two remaining off-guards, the experts say the team will be one of the odds-on favorites for the title in 2015. But I'm also saying if he doesn't, the only new NCAA hardware we're likely to see at Carolina in the next few years will be from women's soccer and lacrosse. This is Bruce Curran.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
Here's Ted Seagroves of the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency to explain what it takes to be a great insurance agent.
Clients that are expecting you to provide them with the level of service and information. And that makes a good agent. If you don't have both of those qualities, you're just not going to have it. You're not going to make it.
Stop by the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency today and let Ted, Pete, or Amy show you Nationwide and Seagroves on your side family service.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Mike Benson and the folks at Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northup.
Thank you, Ron. NC-54 westbound between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road, seeing a delay right now. Continuing eastbound from I-40, seeing a moderate delay as well, but that westbound delay between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road a little heavier. 15501 southbound between Garrett Road and I-40, seeing some delays right now. And northbound on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard from Franklin Street up to Estes Drive, seeing some moderate delays as well. But Franklin Street, Estes Drive, the rest of Martin Luther King, I-40, the Durham Freeway, and other areas not reporting any accidents, no additional delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
You are just ahead of Wayne Pond on WCHL.
Mm-mm-mm.
This is exciting, isn't it?
Can't wait.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Go get your engagement ring at Grimble's. Consult with Berkeley Grimble. He's been around a long time. For the custom piece you're dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Grimble's is Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza right next door to Whole Foods. 28 degrees in Chapel Hill. Sunshine, not as cool today. High this afternoon in the middle 50s. Tonight, clear, cold, low 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high around 60. Tomorrow night, lows in the middle 40s. Not as cool. A 30% chance of rain coming your way tomorrow night. 7:52 at WCHL. I'm Rod Sutz. Wayne Pond joins us now with the word of the day.
Hey, big guy.
Hey, how you doing there?
I got a dandy for you here this morning, pal.
I hope so.
Yeah, this is pretty transparent, but it's still fun to use words like this once in a while in our daily vocabulary. The word of the day, Ron, is sousaphone. Sousaphone.
Mm-hmm.
You ever play one of those when you were in high school?
I couldn't play a lick of musical, any kind of a musical instrument, really.
You did know how to work a turntable, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I can definitely do that. I can turn the radio on and off, too.
Well, you're still climbing that mountain, pal. All right, sousaphone. Where do you think that word comes from, Ron? Give me a wild guess.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, come on. You've heard of John Philip Sousa.
Oh, sure. Sure, yeah.
Oh, there it is. All right. This is, I think this is what the linguists call an eponym,
mm-hmm.
A word that derives from the name of a person or a place or a thing. S-O-U-S-A, followed by phone, P-H-O-N-E. S-O-U-S-A, P-H-O-N-E. This is an American form of the tuba. The wide bell pointing toward the player's head. You see him wandering around football fields and basketball arenas and things like that, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay, well, you don't sound too enthusiastic about the word of the day this morning, Ron. Have I let you down?
I'm just trying to figure out how it was that I couldn't think of John Philip Sousa.
Yeah, well, we'll work on that together, old pal.
Thanks, man.
All right, sousaphone, there's your word of the day. Enjoy it. Treat it with love, respect, and care. Put it back in its little box, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Thanks very much for compartmentalizing it.
Bye.
Have a good one. Wayne Pond with a word of the day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7:54 at WCHL.
97.9 FM, WCHL. Hi, this is Ron Stutz, and look who just walked in.
Good morning, Ron.
Lauren Stafford.
How are you doing?
Every morning is a good morning when you're here.
Oh, thank you.
It's always good to see you.
I say the same thing about you. Thank goodness you're here.
You always come in with a smile on your face, whether you mean it or not.
I guess that's why I'm good at my job, right?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't have to be genuine. Just act like you're happy.
Exactly. Just act like you're happy, and that's all that matters.
That's right.
That's why everybody loves you, Ron.
Yeah, right.
You always act like you're happy.
Yeah, I know. Some mornings it is an act, to tell you the truth. First thing in the morning, anyway, in the 6 o'clock hour.
But, well, good for you for holding that up that early.
I'm usually awake by now. Hey, listen, you got a good joke?
I do have a good joke.
I got my fingers crossed.
Yes, let's see. All right, so this one was sent to us by Wiley Post. So
Wiley Post?
That's right.
All right. Wiley used to do this all the time. He's taking a little break.
All right. Well,
and
he
now
said
he's back.
He did. In this email, I think the subject line was, "I'm back, and here's a great joke." So thanks to Wiley.
Well, all right.
We've
well, hey,
him.
Wiley's a Wiley guy.
That's right. I was just waiting for you to say something along those lines. Wiley Coyote. All right. In the middle of a forest, there was a hunter who was suddenly confronted by a huge, mean bear. In his fear, all attempts to shoot the bear were unsuccessful. Finally, the hunter turned and ran as fast as he could. The hunter ran and ran and ran until he ended up at the edge of a very steep cliff. His hopes were dim. Seeing no way out of this predicament, and with the bear closing in rather quickly, the hunter got down on his knees, opened his arms, and exclaimed, "Dear God, please give this bear some religion." The skies darkened, and there was lightning in the air. Just a few feet short of the hunter, the bear came to an abrupt stop, glanced around, somewhat confused. Suddenly, the bear looked up into the sky and said, "Thank you, God, for the food I'm about to receive."
Not exactly what the guy had in mind.
No, no, not at all. But I love that joke. Thanks, Wiley. It was a good one.
That's good. All right. Hey, thanks.
You have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
The Ned Brooks Award for Public Service, named for the faculty member and administrator at Carolina who received his doctorate from UNC in 1985, recognizes a faculty or staff member who's built a sustained record of community service through individual efforts and who's promoted the involvement and guidance of others. This year, the Ned Brooks Award went to Alice Ammerman, a UNC professor who's had a huge impact on the campus.
Well, I felt very honored, particularly because I'm a big fan of Ned Brooks. He's been something of a mentor to me for many years, and he helped found the organization that I direct, the Center for Health Promotion and Disease Prevention, and he's mentored me on writing grants and other things, so I was very honored by that.
Alice Ammerman is today's WCHL hometown hero. As you said, you're director of the UNC Center for Health Promotion and Disease Prevention. Tell me about your job and why you enjoy going to work every day.
Well, I am also in the Department of Nutrition on the faculty in the Gilling School of Global Public Health, but I wear the hat as the center director, which in our whole mission is to take research and apply it in a way that's useful to people. And sometimes in academia, it seems like research is sort of obscure and ivory tower-like. And on the other hand, what we do is to make sure that research really ends up being very useful and practical to people in terms of improving their health.
Alice Ammerman has been at Carolina for a long time, and she's still inspired every day by the young people.
That's true. Yep. I have lots of students. I mentor undergraduates through doctoral students and postdocs. So they're bright and eager and have lots of good ideas, and I really enjoy working with them.
Dr. Alice Ammerman, a professor in the Department of Nutrition and director of the UNC Center for Health Promotion and Disease Prevention, Ned Brooks Award winner for public service, and now a WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Today's your last chance at a great offer from OurLocalDeal.com from Carolina Core Pilates. It's 68% off, $155 for four Pilates sessions, available until midnight for $49. Pilates is designed to work the deepest muscles in the body with exercises that initiate from the core. The highly trained instructors at Carolina Core Pilates focus on helping each client meet their fitness needs. And with today's deal, you'll get one private session and three small group sessions. It's 68% off from Carolina Core Pilates, and it's available until midnight. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily. And serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Ed Schultz from noon to 3 here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by Elmo's Diner. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carville. All right, 29 degrees. Sunshine today, not as cool. High today in the middle 50s. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies and cold again with a low around 30. Not quite as cold. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of about 60. Tomorrow night, we'll get some clouds moving in here. 30% chance of showers. Not as cool, though, with a low in the middle 40s. And then on Saturday, cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and the highs in the low 60s.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development, open for business, to business.